welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utter Hates. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 12. We're getting close to closing up Hebrews, and we're in verses 22 through 25 today. No, you have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. See that you do not reject the one who speaks. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, Abel, how much more in our case, if we turn away from the one, Jesus, who warns from heaven. I've been sharing my practice of God's word for so long, it seems only appropriate that I focus on the scripture at hand, learning that each and every word describes the redemption of ours and how to live him accordingly, how to listen for his whispers, and how to react in life's challenges, his challenges. Amen? You see, God will deny you every aspect of your requests until you begin to incorporate him into everything you do. No matter the act of focus, fun, and festivity, you will learn God wants us to celebrate him in every facet life has to offer. Where you go to have fun, be it watching sunrises or sunsets, do it in the name of the Lord and live in him first with every ounce of your being, trying not to be discouraged by others' opinions of merit in Christ, and push on to the joys of sharing what makes you whole and willing to suffer for the kingdom of heaven's sake. Amen. You see, my past isn't pretty. I'm a sinner through and through. There is only one way to remain in the grace of God's love, faith, and hope of his mercy, and that's to go to confession often, sharing your struggles openly with Christ, is seen as a soul cleanser, where joys of heaven overrule your past and wipe away your offenses to enjoy freedom's gas, the fuel of salvation, where his body is the true divine food, his blood is the energy to see life's abuse through, not your opinion on how one should get treated to remove, but the blood of Jesus calls us all righteous and approved. Let Jesus be the one who tells us what to do, not the world that focuses on evil instead of the grace that gives us youth. A mind of Christ as one is how we live this highway of heaven to prove. Amen. So if you join me daily and you listen to my podcast, you might hear the words written and not. Today I give a short, brief explanation of what I just mentioned and talked about. You see, I've applied for the church's diaconate program, and I've recently been told that I can't go forward because of something that I experienced as a youth. So I'm just simply stating that Jesus cleanses us all in everything that we experience, no matter the age that we did when it happened to us, and how we reacted. In Christ, we forgive and we suffer no more, and we give up that need to be anxious, to be overcome by thoughts that destroy your ability to focus on Christ's love of redemption. Today, I focus on that, And though I might be rejected, that doesn't mean I have given up. I meant to say that in today's write-up. I speak of not giving up, but moving forward in the love of Jesus. And who knows? We believe in the will of God. We believe that things can change and miracles stated just by simply giving to Him what the world wants to take from us, our soul. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I live your beauty each and every day to live your will in all things, to share you as my Lord and Savior. Prayers from my wife Toni and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others and the Holy Spirit that bind us to the men in blue, our brothers in Kairos. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the sadness in Texas that occurred. Pray for the family that lost their children. For the children who lost their teachers. For the families who lost their wives, their mothers, their grandmothers. We pray for the Spirit to ease their pain, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 12. We're in verses 22 through 25. Two stanza poem, one-line ending. It's titled, Living City Approached. Have you? Living city approached. Have you? Jerusalem, heavenly gatherings, festal angels, countless. Heavens enrolled, firstborn assembled, true. Humanity's judge, God perfectly made, spirits boundless for you. Jesus, covenant, new mediator, by blood His sprinkled anew. Abel has nothing on His eloquent perfection, God proved. Speaking one, be sure not to reject earth's warning of doom. Escape not, did they, refusing indications only, would one ensued. Earth warning rejected, results even more if heaven's warning refused. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukers Winkins. It's May 26, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:19 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. On universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close this morning in a novena of numbers at 9:39. Thank you for joining us. In the name of Jesus, call out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you for hanging out with us this long. Pray for us. Pray for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.